Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 6, a crash in South Durham has closed a section of I-40. I will show you the alternate route to keep you out of the backups.
Durham police are working to make an arrest this morning after a deadly shooting on Holloway Street. What we are learning about the investigation that stretched into the early morning hours.
And a heads up for parents in Cumberland County, where you are looking live at Southview High School in Hope Mills. These buses will not be running today after some drivers are organizing a sick out protest. The big issue is pay. Experienced drivers being paid just a little bit more than starting drivers. And now families are scrambling to get children to school in a different way. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here as we get things rolling. We get back to Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. Some things are popping there on the radar.
Yeah, Nye Harden's down there in Fayetteville right now with the bus drivers. And it is wet. We have some showers there. We have a warm front that is lifting northward this morning. And behind that front, we're going to clear out with some sunshine and very warm temperatures. But we are seeing actual rain here in Fayetteville. That's moving across Cumberland County. Seeing that some of that in Coates and Dunn. We've seen a little sprinkle just north of Clinton. That's going to move out. This is going to be the end of it. So it's just going to be this quick round of showers that we see this morning just for the next couple of hours. And then after that, we'll have some nice clearing. That front will move north on up to Virginia and allow the surge of warm air back into our area this afternoon. We hit 77 yesterday. We're going to be back to 78 this afternoon, which will tie the previous record. But because right now we're on the cool side of that front, it is a little chillier this morning. It's 49 right now in downtown Raleigh, where skies are mostly cloudy. It's even colder in Roxboro at 41. It's 47 in Rocky Mount, 46 in Goldsboro, but 57 in Fayetteville because that warm front is lifting northward, and we'll see that warm air continuing to surge across our area. Right now, temperatures are anywhere from 5 to about 10 degrees cooler than they were this time yesterday, but it will be a quick warm-up for us. We're going to see 71 at lunchtime. Highs are in the upper 70s with lots of sunshine this afternoon. We're going to talk more about how far above the record we'll get tomorrow. Coming up, Brian.
601 as we follow breaking news in South Durham. We have a crash on I-40 eastbound at the 751 interchange, and you can see with this live camera, all lanes are blocked out there as they work to get this cleared. They do have two tow trucks on the scene getting this situation all cleared up, but it's going to be a little while yet before they open those eastbound lanes. Up at the top of the screen, you can see where traffic is backed up there. They are diverting all that eastbound traffic up the 751 ramp and then back down. And we have some pretty big delays leaving 54 heading back out to 751 as you head into South Durham. Consider using 754, or rather 54 to pick up 751, and then from there you can rejoin 40 eastbound on the other side of that closure. Another update in 10 minutes, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. We are following breaking news this morning. The debate over how much school bus drivers in our area should get paid is leading to a protest. It started just about an hour ago in Cumberland County, and now families will have to scramble to find ways to get their kids to school. WRL's Nye Harden is live at Southview High School with the changes those drivers are demanding. Nye.
Well, I'm going to step out of the way to show you what's happening right now. So you can see we're noticing more bus drivers are here. But still, we're going to see at least 20 of these buses that we're being told that will not be running today. And that started as early as 5 o'clock this morning, that sick out that's going to be taking place all day today as drivers are saying they want more pay. Right now, new hires get $15 an hour while current drivers get $15.93. Before, drivers were making $12.82 an hour. That was in 2021. After they did a sick out, though, that was similar to this, it led to a pay bump. Drivers who have been with the school district for years, they say they should be getting more pay.
We think we deserve more. You have new hires coming in at $15 an hour. Now, you have drivers that have been there, I would say maybe 19 years or more, making a dollar more than the new hire. And we just don't think it's fair.
Just last week, Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools had raised its pay for bus drivers to $20 an hour. Still, we have Cumberland County sitting lower when it comes to pay in the area. Now, I have reached out to Cumberland County schools to get a response from them. I'm still waiting to hear back as far as this sick out. We're being told it will last for the rest of the week. Nye Harden, WRAL News in Cumberland County.
And going back to those routes, Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools, 18 of them will be canceled now for a third day, as more than half of that district's transportation staff is out sick. Most of them tested positive for COVID after an outbreak in the transportation building. The district is prioritizing elementary school routes and students with special needs.
We're tracking two breaking news stories in Durham. We'll start on Liberty Street between Holloway Street and Alston Avenue. That's where police confirmed a woman was hit and killed by a car just before 11:30 last night. Police have not said whether charges will be filed. Our crew in the WRL Breaking News Tracker spoke with the brother of the woman who died. You'll hear from him in our next half hour. Police in Durham are also working to make an arrest after a deadly shooting on Holloway Street. This happened around 8:45 last night near the intersection with Hardy Street. Officers say they found two men inside a car who had been shot. The driver died. The passenger was taken to the hospital and is expected to recover. Police say the shooting does not appear to be random. Holloway Street was closed between Hardy Street and North Miami Boulevard for several hours while officers investigated.
Today, President Biden wraps up his four-day trip to Eastern Europe. He'll be meeting with key NATO allies about the war in Ukraine. Biden will hold talks today with leaders from the Bucharest Nine. That's a collection of nations on the most eastern parts of the NATO alliance. He plans to reassure that group his administration supports them through the effects of the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, Russian President Vladimir Putin is set to meet with top Chinese diplomat Wang Yi. That is happening right now, 6 a.m. our time, 2 p.m. local time there. This all comes on the heels of Putin's speech to the Federal Assembly yesterday, in which he signaled no end to the fighting over in Ukraine. Also this morning, China is pushing back on NATO concerns that it could provide lethal support to Russia. They are saying they want a win-win situation in all of this. China's foreign ministry said the country is not considering providing lethal support to Russia, accusing the U.S. and NATO of spreading falsehoods. The spokesman also claimed the U.S. and other NATO countries, they are the largest source of weapons to the battlefield in Ukraine. Today, the fight against child hunger comes to Chapel Hill. Leaders from across the state are gathering for a conference to talk about the challenges affecting child nutrition programs. Today's NC Child Hunger Leaders Conference comes 1 week before thousands of families will lose their additional SNAP benefits. Emergency allotments related to the pandemic are coming to an end March 1st. For a family of four, this means a drop from about $970 a month to around $650. That has many scrambling to prepare for the additional hardship.
We're trying to like stockpile food a little bit, so because we don't know how much it's really going to affect us.
Child hunger leaders will meet today in person for the first time since the pandemic. They'll talk about how to tackle challenges that continue to affect child nutrition programs.
Today, there's a lot of attention on a years-long push to require North Carolina sheriffs to cooperate with federal immigration agents. A state House committee will vote on the cooperation bill. It also forces sheriffs to check the immigration status of anyone arrested and to hold them in jail, even if they bond out, as long as immigration agents want to interview them. Wake County is one of the counties where the sheriffs have refused on constitutional grounds. Governor Cooper has vetoed this bill before, but GOP lawmakers might be able to override his veto this time.
After a day of increased security at Wake Forest Middle School, WRL has learned there was another social media threat. School administrators and the sheriff's office investigated, and they found the person responsible. They say the threat was a hoax. The person's identity has not been released.
All right, not a trick question. Would you be happier if you worked 4 days a week instead of five? New research shows some of the benefits of that change in schedule. There's a new study from dozens of companies in the United Kingdom showing a vast majority of them saw improvements to workers' health and productivity in a four-day work week. Here in the Triangle, consulting firm CX Pilots made the switch a year ago. Its founder says his employees have less work-related stress, lower rates of burnout, and higher job satisfaction.
Does the amount of effort you put into something always equal the amount of value that, you know, our clients get out? And it turns out exertion does not equal value. It's how you use your time.
And according to that study in the UK, almost 40% of workers say they felt less stress working 4 days instead of five.
And who wouldn't love a 3-day weekend, right? 6:09 now, the Duke community mourns on its own after the tragic earthquake in Turkey. The work she was preparing to do when the natural disaster hit.
If you like to spend time outdoors at local parks like Lake Johnson here and also deal with allergies, you may be on the lookout for pollen as we have temperatures on the rise. I speak with a local doctor on how to get ahead.
A warm front's lifting across our area. Look at this. It's wet in Chapel Hill. That's not the only place. I'll show you that line of showers moving across our area. It is 6:12. Take a look at the radar. We have a warm front that's lifting up across our area, bringing some showers. It's a little heavier down south, but we've seen a few sprinkles around parts of the Triangle area as well. We've seen this rain moving through Fayetteville. It's headed on over here into Sampson County, and you can see that around Coates and Dunn. That's going to move south of Smithfield over toward Goldsboro before it moves out. You can see in Fayetteville, it is wet right now as that shower just moved through. And then we head back to the north. See this little shower here moving across Jordan Lake? That's headed toward Apex. Could be a few light showers moving into Wake County here just in the next 30 minutes or so. You can see how the streets are wet in Chapel Hill. It's not enough to probably cause you a lot of problems this morning, but it is going to be, you know, a little bit on the annoying side. 57 in Fayetteville, 45 in Lewisburg, 51 in South Hill. It's a little cooler in spots this morning than it was yesterday, Brian.
Elizabeth, here at 6:13, some new information about that crash we've been following on the south side of Durham. They have just reopened the lanes on 40 eastbound there at 751. I want to zoom into that area and show you where the delays remain. It's between 54 and 751 there on 40 eastbound. If you want to avoid this altogether, consider using 54 out to 751 and then rejoin 40 eastbound on the other side of those backups. These should clear up pretty quickly now that they have all of those lanes open. Around the rest of the triangle, we're looking okay. A reminder that we are seeing some wet roads in Fayetteville this morning and in the Sand Hills, so give yourself some extra time. Renee?
Brian, thanks. We have more news to tell you about. The devastation from the deadly earthquake in Turkey and Syria may seem like it's a world away. Heartache after the disaster, though, is hitting the Duke University community. WRL has learned Summer Zora was killed when the first earthquake hit the region earlier this month. She was a Duke graduate student. This year, she was preparing to travel around the world doing research for her PhD. Her twin brother, Saad, knew she was in the earthquake zone, but didn't know where. He eventually tracked her to a first floor apartment in a building that no longer existed. Saad was able to get a hold of rescue teams and point them toward his sister's building.
These rescue teams, without hesitation, came over, brought their canine unit, brought thermal sensors. And I truly believe that if we weren't there, that would not have happened.
Eventually, the rescue became a recovery. Summer's body was flown to Kuwait, where she and Saad were born. The Zora family is hoping Duke will recognize Summer's work and dedication, and that will give her an honorary degree. The family has also started a GoFundMe to raise money for the people of Turkey. We'll have a link on our website.
The Department of Transportation's role in a spike of flight delays and cancellations during the pandemic is under investigation. An internal watchdog group says more than 30,000 delays and canceled flights during the pandemic were caused by issues within the national airspace system. So that includes problems with air traffic control and staffing. The watchdog group says it is also working to check the accuracy of government data regarding flight disruptions.
A bill to encourage but not require safe gun storage is headed to vote in the state house. Democrats wanted a stricter law that would require North Carolinians' firearms be locked up if children or convicted felons live in the home. Republicans voted that down. The bill that is moving forward would include funding for a campaign to remind people about safe gun storage.
We've been talking this morning about the unusually warm weather and what comes with it. It is causing pollen season to start early, and a lot of folks are already experiencing those allergies. WRL's Laura Levine joins us now to explain the things folks can do right now to be sure we're all prepared when this pollen comes out in full force not too long from now. Laura.
Well, when the weather is nice, a walk in a park here at Lake Johnson is a great pastime for many people. We're already seeing folks walking their dogs here this morning. And the weather is now warming up. Trees are starting to bloom. So you know what that means. Pollen is starting to spread through the air. A doctor tells me if you suffer from allergies, you may want to reconsider spending too much time outdoors. The highest pollen counts are usually recorded between the last week of March and the second week of April. However, warmer temperatures in winter can mean an early start of allergy season. Dr. Edwin Kim at UNC tells me he's already getting calls and seeing patients dealing with itchy red and watery eyes, sneezing, and a stuffy nose. He says the best advice is to start taking medicine now to get ahead.
People are thinking about either tablets, antihistamines, some of the name brands might be, say, Allegra or Zyrtec, and then also the nose sprays. People are very familiar with Nasacort or Nasonex or Flonase. For me, as an allergy doctor, I do think that the most important stuff is the nose sprays because they go right at the source of where all the problems coming from.
And Dr. Kim says that he does anticipate really the pharmacies getting busy pretty soon as we get this early taste of spring. Elizabeth, Renee, and Jeff.
All right. Thanks for that, Laura. And we have been talking about it this morning. Elizabeth, you are not a pollen allergy sufferer. Renee's not. I'm not. But we're all patio cleaners, you know, for those cushions that are outdoor. And that's a big problem.
That's for sure. And a lot of times we're looking forward to some rain, you know, that comes in that tends to wash the pollen out of the atmosphere. Not a huge problem right now. We are looking at high pollen counts for trees, but we don't have that yellow pine pollen around just yet. We'll take a look here and you can see some showers moving through Fayetteville. We're looking at some damp conditions there. You can see in Chapel Hill, we've had a little quick shower that moved through Goldsboro, Durham, Apex. All looking at least some cloud cover. We're going to see this band of showers moving through, and it's not going to be with us too long. Here's a look at Fayetteville, and it's a little wet there right now. And again, here's a dual Doppler 5000 radar. That rain in Fayetteville is moving on over into Sampson County right now, and we have a light shower that's moving into Wake County, so we're going to be dealing with that just for a little bit. We have a warm front that's lifting northward. It's along that warm front that we're seeing these light showers. That moves on up into Virginia, and down here is where all the warmth is, and so that warm air is going to come surging back today. Our temperatures have been cooler this morning because that front started off down here and it allowed our temperatures to cool off. We were on the cool side of the front last night, but today we're back on the warm side of the front and that will allow our temperatures to climb back into the upper 70s like they were yesterday. Here's a look at Futurecast. Just a quick sprinkle out there for us this morning. And then once we get closer to lunchtime, we start to see that front pulling northward and drawing in some drier air from the south. We're going to see plenty of sunshine this afternoon, so it's going to be warmer and drier as we work our way into the afternoon. It's going to be very nice. Our next best chance of rain comes on Saturday. It's likely to be dry first thing Saturday morning, but we'll see an increasing chance for rain during the day Saturday. We're also going to see a drop in our temperatures. We're going to start Saturday morning in the 50s, dropping through the 40s during the afternoon. So it's going to be a really chilly day on Saturday with a good chance of rain, especially during the afternoon. So this morning, a 20% chance. We got a few showers, especially from the Triangle area southward. We're looking at a 60% chance of rain on Saturday, and that tapers off early on Sunday. Checking the 7-day forecast. Boy, there's that 85 sitting there for Thursday. That's likely to, well, it's easily going to break the record, but it may even break the record for the warmest day that we've seen ever in February at RDU. A chilly, wet Saturday, but that only lasts one day, and then we're back into the 60s. We'll even hit 70 degrees for the last day of the month, Brian.
It is 620 right now as we check traffic in Durham, looking a lot better there on 40 eastbound right around the 751 interchange. An earlier crash that had closed all lanes out there clear just a little while ago, and you see everything's moving along pretty well out there. Want to zoom into that area on our sensor map just to see what the sensors are indicating there, and it looks like there's still maybe a little bit of a slowdown just beyond the 54 interchange to just before you get to 751. Again, you could avoid this altogether by using 54 to get to 751 and then 751 to 40 eastbound, and you'll be clear from there all the way through South Durham. We're also tracking a crash right now on the northern side of Wake County. This is new on Lewisburg Road or 401 right around Leland Drive, not too far from Forestville Road. At the moment, at least, we're not seeing any delay showing up on sensors.
Thanks for that, Brian. We've been talking about how warm it is here, but there are parts of the country having a normal February, right? Preparing for a historic blast of winter.
Bracing for what is likely to be one of the largest snowstorms in Minnesota history.
How leaders there are getting people ready for that major storm.
And the Carolina Hurricanes are looking to stay hot after their big outdoor win. How they responded when they went back inside PNC Arena to play.
And this morning on Today, a live report from Poland, where President Biden is meeting with key NATO allies today about the war in Ukraine. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
You soon might make a Starbucks order with sugar, cream, and olive oil?
Yeah, how about this? Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Well, you know, the olive oil part at least is good for you.
Yeah.
Starbucks' newest line of drinks is called the Oleato. I believe that's how it's pronounced. There's a latte, an espresso, and a cold brew. Each one includes a spoonful of olive oil, and the cold brew has two spoonfuls. The drinks are available in Italy starting this week, and it's going to come to the United States later this year.
Changing the industry, they say this will do. I don't know, but and not just the flavoring of it, Brian. Like you said, there's a full spoonful, two spoonfuls in some of the versions. So if you get past the oil slick on top of your coffee, right. Maybe you can enjoy the health benefits. Yeah.
Just, you know, it will not offset the sugar and the cream and all of that stuff. That
probably not.
Is in there. They look like something from a cartoon, but these big red boots are getting a lot of hype online. Oh, my. A company called Mischief has them on sale for $350 a pair.
Mm. Yep.
And they sold out quickly. And they say that sneakerheads, skateboarders, and even pro wrestlers have shown up wearing them in viral videos recently. My, my.
It totally looks like they took their design cue from Mario, right? Mm-hmm. Super Mario Brothers. And there are already a number of TikTok videos where, you know, people are struggling to put them on. Apparently, it's a workout to put them on. But if you have $350 to burn, you can get those hot red boots.
Mm. Yeah, fashionable, Brian. I'm not sure how comfortable they are, though. Thanks, Brian. The Carolina Hurricanes' hot streak continues now indoors. The team followed up its big win in the Stadium Series game last weekend with a win in its return to PNC Arena last night. Andrei Svechnikov scored twice in a 4-1 win over the St. Louis Blues. The Canes host the Ottawa Senators in the next game Friday night. Look good.
Queen Latifah will host the NAACP Image Awards this weekend. The award show made the announcement yesterday. Beyoncé and Kendrick Lamar are tied for the most nominations this year with 5 each. The ceremony airs Saturday night on BET.
Happening right now, a sick out in Cumberland County. School bus drivers say they want more pay. Coming up, we're going to tell you how many buses will be out today and how long this could last.
A warm front moving across our area is bringing some light scattered showers to the region. I'll show you if you'll see that on your morning commute.